Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing and finishing off the sixth parak of Maseches Shabbos with parak Vav Mishnah Yod, and then we're going to start the seventh parak of Maseches Shabbos with parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Parak Vav Mishnah Yod is going to finish off our discussion regarding various items and accessories that a person may or may not wear outside in a Rishus Harab in a public domain on Shabbos. And the Mishnah is specifically going to be discussing various interesting items that a person may wear for various healing purposes, various medicinal purposes. We learned earlier that if a person has some sort of an amulet around his neck that is from a mumcha, from an expert, from a doctor, he certainly can wear that. And we're going to see if it applies to other sort of types of things that might be worn in order to heal various ailments, to heal various injuries. Says the Mishnah, Yotzin bebeitzas hachargol, a person may go outside on Shabbos wearing the egg of a chargol. A chargol is like a species of grasshopper listed in Sefer Vayikra, and it was often hung around a person's ear in order to heal earaches. What else may a person wear? Uvishain shual. A person may go around wearing the tooth of a fox, which solves problems for people who have issues sleeping. What was interesting was that if someone had a trouble sleeping, then they'd wear the tooth of a dead fox to help them fall asleep. And people, as the bartender points out, who were sleeping too much, they'd wear the tooth of a live fox to help them stay awake. So depending on their issue, they would wear different different teeth from different types of foxes. Continuing in the Mishnah, Uve Masmer min Hatsaluv, or a person would wear the nail from the gallows of someone who was hanged, who was put to death, in order for someone to heal the swelling of areas so wounded and to reduce the swelling of wounds. They would wear the nail from a gallows that was used to hang someone. Why? Mishum Refua, says the Mishnah. All of these cases, you're allowed to do them as long as they're being worn in order to heal the person from these various injuries, from these various ailments, from these various situations. That wearing these items is only permissible, again, because they're like the amulets discussed in Mishnah Beis. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that you can wear all of these things because it is there to heal you, it is there to help you, and is therefore not considered to be a masad, not considered to be a burden. Rather, it is considered to be an accessory that is important for a person to wear on Shabbos. However, the Chachamim say, Af b'chol aser mishum, darchei mori says, the Chachamim, that wearing any of these items is not only forbidden on Shabbos, but it's even forbidden during the week. Why? Because of the prohibition the Torah tells us, b'chukoseyem lo seylechu, a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, you can't follow the ways of the Avodah, of the Bali Avodah Zar, of the idolaters, of the non-Jews, and therefore says the Chachamim, you're not allowed to wear any of these things, the egg of the chargol, the nail from the gallows, the tooth of a fox, and so on, These various items are considered to be weird items that are metaphysical remedies that are not really approved by physicians, by doctors, and therefore it says, the Chacham, you're not even allowed to wear them during the week. It's like Avodah Zarah, it's like following the ways of the non-Jews, which you're not allowed to do. And as the Bartender points out, we paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Meir, so you really can't wear any of these things, not only on Shabbos, it's not about Hotzah, it's not about carrying on Shabbos, but it becomes an issue in general of doing things that are clearly not of Jewish origin, that are clearly not from Chazal, from the rabbis, they're from the non-Jews. If you can't follow in accordance with the non-Jews. Continuing now with Parak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, as we're going to discuss a very, very important parak of Maseches Shabbos. Next Mishnah is going to discuss the actual Lamedtes Melachos, but before we get to the 39 Melachos of Shabbos, we're going to discuss a few important klalim, a few important rules as it pertains to a person who violates any of the 39 Melachos on Shabbos, bishogig, if he accidentally violates any of the and performs any of the 39 acts of forbidden work on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Klal Gadol Omru B'Shabbos. The Chachamim told us that there's a major rule about the obligation for a person to bring Karban Chatas when he violates Shabbos. Like we learned previously, if a person violates Shabbos B'Shogig accidentally, then he has to bring a Karban Chatas. So we're going to learn three different rules about such a person who violates Shabbos accidentally, and when he would have to bring the Karban Chatas, how many Karbanos he would have to bring. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaShokhech Ikar Shabbos, V'Asa Melachos Harbe, B'Shabbosos Harbe. If there's anyone who forgot the basic idea of keeping Shabbos. He forgot there's something called Shabbos. He forgot that there's this idea that you can't perform melachos, these acts of work on Shabbos. And as a result, he performed many melachos on many Shabbosos. Says the Mishnah, Eino chayiv el chatas achas. He's only obligated to bring one carbon chatas, one sin offering, in order to atone for all of them, because they're considered to be one he'elem, one period of accidental performance. And because this is all one act, and it's all one forgetful, it's one person, let's say he didn't grow up religious, or he doesn't really know the halachos, and he doesn't know the idea about Shabbos, so it's all considered to be one thing, one act, and therefore he has to bring one carbon chatas for that. That's case number one. He doesn't really know about Shabbos at all, and therefore one carbon chatas has to be brought. Situation number two. Hayodeh ikar Shabbos. Someone knows the fundamental, foundational idea of Shabbos. Va'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos. Harbe. He knows about Shabbos, but he forgot that this is Shabbos. He thought that it was Sunday. And therefore, he's performing many, many melachos on many, many Shabbosos. Not because he didn't know. He knows about Shabbos. But he just doesn't know that each Shabbos is Shabbos. He doesn't realize that this is Saturday. This is the day when I can't do melachos. Says the Mishnah, Chayiv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. He's obligated to bring a separate carbon chatas to atone for each individual Shabbos that he violated. And in this case, each Shabbos is considered to be Hele machas, one state of forgetfulness, one state of being bishogig, and therefore each individual Shabbos requires one carbon chatas, not for each malacha, but for each Shabbos, because it's the whole Shabbos is what he forgot, and therefore he has to bring one carbon chatas per Shabbos that he brought, that he violated. The third situation in the Mishnah says, the Mishnah, someone knows that it's Shabbos. He knows today is Shabbos. And even though he knows that it's Shabbos, he forgot which actions are allowed, which actions aren't allowed, and therefore he performed many melachos on Shabbos. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Chayiv al kol av melacha u'melacha, is obligated to perform and to bring a separate carbon chatas for each individual type of malacha that he violated. Like we said previously, there are avos malachos. This we're going to learn in the next mission. There are 39 separate categories of malacha. So for each of those avos, for each of those general categories of malacha, he's going to have to bring one carbon chatas. If he performed some of the subcategories, some of the toldos, the smaller types of actions that are still usher on a Torah level, but are simply subcategories of the general av malacha, he's not going to have to bring a separate carbon chatas for those subcategories, but he will have to bring one carbon chatas for each of the avos, for each of the general malachos that he performed, because again, he knows the idea of Shabbos. He knows that today is Shabbos. He just made a mistake in terms of which malachos are forbidden and which are permitted on Shabbos. You know, the Mishnah just concludes by telling us an important caveat to all of this, because in the previous case, the person bringing he had to bring several karbanos because each malacha he violated belonged to a separate type. But the question now is going to be, what's the halacha in which they all belong? He violated many toldos, many subcategories of one general malacha. Says the Mishnah, ha'osa malachos harbe me'ein malacha achas. If he performs many malachos, but they're all under one, many of the toldos, many of the subcategories that are going to be under one malacha, eino chayiv el achatas achas, he's only obligated to bring one carbon chatas for that av malacha, for that general malacha that he violated. Quick review. Perek Vav Mishnah Yud taught us, gave us a whole list of things that according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. You're wearing it for a health reason, and if it's health related, then you're certainly allowed to wear it on Shabbos. And everyone agrees that if it's health related, you're allowed to wear it. The question is, these particular things, wearing the egg of a chargol for an earache, or the fox's a tooth for sleeping issues, or the nail from a gallows for reducing swelling of a wound, and so on. At the end of the day, according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to wear those things as well, because they're for health purposes. But according to the Chacham and Tawi Paskin, you're not allowed to wear them at all because they are the Darche Amori. They are like following the ways of the non-Jews, which you are not allowed to do. So you can't wear them not only on Shabbos, but you can't wear them during the week as well. And then Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph gave us three different scenarios regarding how many karbonos a person would have to bring if he violates malachos and performs malachos by accident. The first case, if he forgets what Shabbos is, he doesn't understand, and he forgets the ikar of Shabbos, the value of Shabbos, the foundational idea of Shabbos, and then he performs many, many malachos and many, many Shabbos. So because it's all one halim, it's all one state of forgetfulness, he only has to bring one carbon, because it's all due to the fact that he simply doesn't know what Shabbos is, and therefore he only has to bring one Karban. The second case of the Mishnah is someone who knows the basic commandment to keep Shabbos, but he forgot that today is actually Shabbos. He thought maybe it was Tuesday or that it was Wednesday. And because each Shabbos, he knows what Shabbos is, but each Shabbos, he just didn't know that it was Shabbos. Therefore, each individual Shabbos, he has to bring a Karban Chatas 4, and that's what he'll have to do. The third and final case of the Mishnah was regarding a situation where someone knows about Shabbos in general. He knows that today is Shabbos itself, but he simply didn't know which malachas were permitted. He didn't learn the next Mishnah, which taught us exactly which malachas were permitted and which weren't, and therefore he ended up performing many malachos on many Shabbosos, says the Mishnah. For each av malacha that he performs, each general category of a malacha that he performed, like we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, he has to bring a separate karban chatas. And the Mishnah just concluded by telling us that if a person does many, many malachos of toldos, many subcategories that all fall under the category of one av malacha, one general malacha, then he still only has to bring one karban chatas per av malacha, per general malacha that he performs. Have a great day.